We're here at St. Thomas Sports Park where the Titans just finished their last practice of voluntary minicamp. I'm here with head coach Kem Wisenhunt. Now, coach, what were some of your goals that you were hoping to accomplish in this minicamp, and do you feel like you did?
Wow, put me on the spot. Amy, it's good to be here with you. You know, I think that one of the things is we got a lot of information that we want to throw at them and, for lack of a better term, see what sticks. So, and did we accomplish that? Yeah, I think we did. We got a lot in over this three-day period. I think we found out a lot about our players. They really worked hard. I think a lot of times you can get a sense of your team from how well they work together, but the tempo of practice, and that was really good. You know, the communication between them was very good. I think what I was most impressed with was we've got some veteran players, and you always look for leadership qualities from those guys. And I saw a lot of that, whether it was players that had been here before or even veteran free agents that we'd signed. So, you know, it feels like we have a good beginning of chemistry for our team. I mean, that's, you know, it's early to say that, but I feel really good about that.
Now, who really stood out to you as a leader? Was there anyone who assumed a leadership role that maybe surprised you?
No, not really. I mean, leadership is something that you can't force, and you'll see it a lot of times in, not necessarily from a vocal standpoint, but how they work and, you know, how they encourage their teammates. And, you know, there was a lot of guys that did that. I don't really want to single anybody out because I was so impressed with the number of guys. And I think, you know, one of the really the big things, the big points of emphasis, for no other term, is that we want to become a team. That's an easy thing to say, but it's not always easy to do. And you only do that by working together. And we've got a good basis for that from our first week of phase one and then this voluntary mini camp. But, you know, we need to get as much time together as a team as we can, because the season will be on us before we know it.
Now, is there anyone or anything that really surprised you in these last couple of days?
The weather surprised me. A little windy, a little cooler than I thought. But, you know what? It's funny. There's a lot of underappreciated people in football, and Steve Watterson, our strength coach, Terry Porch, the guy that works on our fields, they did a great job. I mean, I think you're all aware of the storms that came through here, and we didn't even know if we were going to be able to practice outside, and they did a great job of getting these fields ready. And, you know, that's a big piece of it, because it's so much easier to evaluate our guys out here. It's great to have the bubble, and you can go in there, and it's a good place to practice. But you really get a chance to get you've got so much more space. It's a great evaluation tool. And when you talk about a team, you know, you think about the football players, but it's a lot of people that has to work together. So I was really happy with how our players and our coaches worked together, but how this organization pulled together to make this mini camp run so efficiently was great.
Now, you don't have any organized team activities for almost 4 weeks now. What do coaches need to accomplish in this time period, and what do players need to accomplish?
Well, we got phase two starts Monday. So coaches actually can spend time with the players on the field, and we still get time with them in the meeting rooms. So we got to continue to progress. You know, there's little things technique-wise, fundamental stuff that we want to work on them with them out here on the field, and then we got to continue to progress from an installation standpoint of what we're putting in and corrections from the mini camp. So it's a good 3 weeks. We'll use every minute of it that we can with the players in order to get us ready for OTAs, which when they start.
Now, in the meantime, while all of this other stuff is going on, the draft is a week from today. What is your role in this week?
Where'd you go, Amy?
Hanging in there.
Well, you know, I think Rustin and his guys have done a great job of preparing this. And I think, you know, our role, or my role in that, is just to be a part of that. Just to you know, we have opinions on how we've looked at them as coaches, players, and how they stack up. And I think that, you know, when we talk about team working together, you're a part of that. So it's an important week. The draft is a big thing for our organization. We get a chance to pick some players that can help us as far as becoming even better. And so, you know, our focus is definitely going to be on that.
Well, there's definitely some exciting things going on at St. Thomas Sports Park. For TitansOnline.com, he's Kem Wisenhunt, and I'm Amy Wells.